talking about how to keep pushing when you're tired of pushing, because we don't want anyone to get right there to the brink and then stop the push and discover 30 years from now that it would have been worth it if you just pushed just a little while longer, just a little longer. So, wait, we're looking at the greatness that is in us, if it's there, if it's not, how we get it there, how it shows up, how we develop it, who we are, how we tap into the greatness, how we develop who we are, how we develop the greatness. How do those things happen?
You have to be willing to push for it. If you've ever seen a runner, a track runner, and they're running around the track, they tend to get to a point that you can see them hit what's called the wall. And when we hit that wall, because we all will hit it, maybe you're striving to reach another level in your education, maybe you're striving to be a speaker, maybe you're just striving to reach that next level in a job, and you're going to hit a wall that every part of your fiber, every part of your being is going to say, I can't do it. That's a part of life. You know, we aren't pain seekers, but all of us are going to hit that wall. And the people that discover their real essence, the people that discover their greatness, are willing to push past that wall because they say, there's a little bit more in me that I can give. Look at Diana Nyad. For over years, she tried to swim from Florida to Cuba, and she failed. And on the fourth time, people said she's got to be crazy. Why didn't she give up? 60-some years old, a woman trying to fulfill her childhood dreams. This is foolish. And a lot of times, Carl, when we start to listen to those people around us, we stop dreaming. We stop growing, and we buy into their misery. We buy into their reality. But the ones that are really hungry, like a Diana Nyad, like the person that's running, they have empowering reasons. And they say to themselves, the reason I want to do this is because I want to make a difference in my family.
Wow.
The reason I want to do this is because I want to make a difference in my community. The reason that I want to do this is because my family and I deserve to live better. And they push through those barriers. I think we have to ask ourselves, what's the empowering reason that you have? So I would invite our audience to sit down today at this very moment. And if you're tired of pushing, then go back and ask yourself, what are the reasons that will keep you pushing, that will bring about that strength in you? And I guarantee you, if you come up with empowering reasons, if you know the why for living, you can endure anyhow. Come up with those reasons.
And that is so interesting. Come up with the reasons. And you gave some specific reasons. You talked about life getting better for family, life getting better for community, being able to provide more for family. And is that part of the key to when people come up with the reasons to keep pushing? Do they need to be specific, or are they safe in some cases being general?
No, you've got to be specific. There's a good book called The Power of Why. Viktor Frankl, a gentleman that went through Auschwitz, where they were putting the Jews in the camp and gassing them, and he saw his wife gassed, he saw his mother gassed, he saw most of his family gassed, and most of the time, Carl, the inmates would smoke their last cigarette, and he knew that all around them, when he saw them smoke their last cigarette, that they were just giving up, mentally as far as physically. And at one point, he got to that point that he says, you know, life's no longer worth it. Everyone I've had around me has died. And he thought to himself, what is it that empowers me? What is it that keeps me going? And for that moment, like we all have to take a moment and think, what he came up with is no other human person should have to go through be putting in the gas chamber. No one else should have to live in such fear of living. And he willed himself that somehow, some way he would make it. He created a science after he got out of and the gas chambers and Nazism was destroyed called logotherapy. How people learn how to push past their limitations in order to live at a new level. So here's why I ask. Let's just be specific. What are you grateful for? What is it that you have right now in your life that you're grateful for? Because gratitude opens up a different mindset in all of us. And when you come up with a level of being grateful for what you have, then you also look at your life and say, what else can I give back?
Interesting.
What will be the difference you would make? So when it comes time that you've looked back at your life, there's a great movie I love called Saving Private Ryan. And if you step back today and ask yourself two questions. The first question is, have I lived a good life? The second question, what did I do with my life? And what should I do with my life if your questions aren't answered? If you ask yourself those questions and be grateful for what you have, then they will give you the energy to overcome any barriers that you face.
That is interesting. Gratitude opens up the way for you to see how you can give more. I was so intrigued by that. You didn't say that being grateful opens up the way for you to see how you can get more, but to give more.
No, I had the pleasure call of meeting Cicely Tyson some years ago. And if you've ever seen Cicely Tyson, the black actress.
Yes, sir. The grand dame of acting.
Oh, my goodness. You know, she's been in movies. Sounder.
Yes.
You know, movies that resonate with you. And I said, Mrs. Tyson, can you just answer me one question? See, here's why I want people to write down, success leaves clues. When you get around someone that thinks differently, that has created a mark, you have to ask them questions to understand what made them become great. And she looked at me, I said, Mrs. Tyson, would you just tell me, how is it that you bring such resonance and feeling and conviction to the characters that you make? And she looked at me as wise as an owl and looked straight into my eyes, and she said, baby, sometimes you got to remember who you be. She says, you got to remember who were the people that died for you, who were the people that cried for you, and who are the people that you can pull along to make sure they remember who you be, baby. Who you be, Carl. That's what we have to answer, because when we know that we're creating the image and likeness of something great, then we know that greatness is inside of us, and all we need to do is work a little hard and push harder to bring it through.
So regardless of who we are, regardless of social class, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of gender, we all have some seed of greatness with which we're born.
You know, Howard Thurman speaks to that very well in one of his books. He says, what is it that you want, really? And all that we want is freedom to live the life that we dreamed of. All that we want is to fulfill our purpose. But in order to fulfill our purpose, we've got to go through that iron fire. Sometimes, you know, a coal, the more pressure that's put on it, it becomes a greater diamond. We've got to go through that furnace in order to bring out the best and the greatness, as my mentor says, in all of us. Some people aren't willing to do that. Some people want to sit on the sidelines and get caught up in the drama of life. And you have to ask yourself the one question, who's and what am I doing with my life that moves me to another level? Because if you're not moving, then you're wasting time and wasting life. And we can get more money, but we can't get more time, and we can't get a second chance at life.
That is so interesting. You know, I'm curious, Wade, the greatness that is in us, and without question, there are a lot of people who want to discover the greatness that is in them. And, of course, once they discover the greatness that is there, discover what to do with it. I'm curious, do you find that there are ever people who are reluctant, maybe even afraid, to discover whether or not greatness resides in them?
Oh, yes, yes. You believe me when you say that, I was one of those people that were scared. That's why it's so important to get around people that will challenge you, that will make you think, that will help you dig deep into that reservoir of who you are. When I first started to be mentored and first met Les Brown, the motivational speaker, he said, gentlemen, I'm going to make an offer today because I want to train people to make a mark on this world. And this offer is not for everyone, but the ones that are serious will be the ones that will step up. And he says, it's going to cost a X amount of dollars, but this is not a cost. This is investment in your future. And I thought to myself, because I've been telling people, I've been all the time that I wanted to speak, and he said, I'm going to ask you for a two-year commitment, and I'm going to ask you to meet me as much as you can throughout those 2 years. You would have to fly yourself. And I said, you know, I don't care who he is. I'm not going to do that. I don't care what he said. And I started to walk out because my mindset had, I was conditioned to say, there's no way that I could do this. And he caught me at the door, and he looked straight at me. He says, young man, I thought you wanted something out of your life. And I said, I do, but I'm not willing to do what you've asked. He said, don't walk out on your dream. He said, don't walk out on your dream. And some of us have stopped pushing because we're walking out on your dream. Some of us have stopped pushing because we think it's too hard. And that's why it's necessary to get around people that will stretch and bring out the best in you. Call today the Wade Randolph that you hear on this phone. The Wade Randolph has been able to travel throughout the U.S. and speak in London, England a few years ago. This is a different Wade Randolph, only because I was willing to get around somebody that will help me see the greatness in me, like a Les Brown that helped me live my dreams. The question you have to ask yourself is, what environment do you have? What people? Because if you're not striving and you're tired of pushing, then find a coach, find a mentor that will help you bring out the best in you as Les Brown did in me.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you be the one who will respond appropriately when someone who sees greatness in you says to you, don't walk away from your dream? Might you be the one who sees someone who has greatness in them and say, and you be the one to say, don't walk away from your dream? Wade Randolph, The More Guy, and I will be right back.